Listening Library presents The Wild Girls by Pat Murphy. Read for you by Colleen Marlowe. Part 1. The Queen of the Foxes. Chapter 1. Don't Call Me Mouse. I met the Queen of the Foxes in 1972 when my family moved from Connecticut to California. I was 12 years old. I had just graduated from sixth grade, and I didn't want to move. But my father got a new job in San Francisco. My mom said California was a great place to live. Nobody asked my brother or me what we thought about the move. So that was that. The movers came and packed up all our stuff. We drove across the country, and there I was, in a new place where I didn't know anyone. We weren't actually in San Francisco. We were in Danville, a little suburban town about half an hour's drive from San Francisco. The town was surrounded by rolling hills, and the grass on the hills was dead and dry and brown. My mom kept saying that they were the golden hills of California, but they were really just brown. It was a summer day, and the air conditioner wasn't working. My father was at his new job, and my mom was unpacking boxes while she waited for the air conditioner repairman to come. My brother was out somewhere, trying to avoid helping mom, I think. We were in the kitchen. When I dropped a glass tumbler and it shattered on the linoleum floor, she told me that I'd helped quite enough. "Joan, why don't you go out and explore the neighborhood?" she said, looking up from an open box. There was an edge in her voice. While we were packing to move and while we were driving across the country,